It's almost 8 o'clock. It's John, Jay, and Rich. We are in the middle of a radiothon. I mean, we're still doing our show, but after 10...
A wishathon, if you will.
Okay, after 10, when our show is over, the wishathon continues until 5 p.m. We're staying on the air. We're raising money for Christmas Wish, so we are selling the CDs at the front here. We've got this beautiful display outside. We got coffee from Coffee Exchange. It's absolutely free. Come by, get some free coffee.
I didn't know about that.
Make a $10 donation and buy the CD or don't buy the CD. We got our old CDs out there, too. So come on by. All the money's going to a great cause. In fact, we got a Christmas Wish coming up in the next half hour.
Did you know that this is our fourth CD release?
How exciting.
In its entirety?
Wow.
I'm pretty excited about it. I haven't listened to the first three in a long time. Are they any good?
The first three are good. I have not yet listened to this one yet.
I've heard this one about 1,000 times when we were making it, but not the finished product.
I've heard from people. It's funny. That's the first time I've heard that about anything we've ever done.
Except for traffic that people seem to enjoy.
So a couple months ago, we met Don and John, and they wrote a screenplay together. Rich thought they were funny, so invited them in, and now they kind of review movies for us. So you've reviewed a few. Which ones are you reviewing for us today?
We're going to do Syriana and Chronicles of Narnia.
No. Whoa, wait a second. We haven't seen Syriana.
Yeah, we have. What are you talking about?
No, wait a second. When did you see Syriana?
Recently. How about you?
Who did you see it with? Was I there?
No, but you were supposed to go see it.
Don is a movie whore. Who did you see the movie with? I was in Philadelphia for 2 days. She tells me, hey, it's showing in New York City. Go see it. Like, it's the same place.
It's close enough, don't you think?
Who did you see this movie with?
My husband, of course.
We had a deal. He gets the love and I get the movies. I want reparations.
Hey, when you're out of town, man, I got to do what I got
to
do.
Whatever. What?
Then you get a little nookie then.
Seems fair, doesn't it?
I wrote it down for you, John, so just read it.
This is way too well written and informative for me to read, I think. But apparently there is a little known... Did you have popcorn?
I did. It was great. I had extra large.
That is so not right. All right. Apparently D.C., which I guess is the District of Columbia because I haven't seen the movie, when you work for the government, you're innocent until you're under investigation.
Okay, so George Clooney plays a dedicated and loyal FBI undercover field agent that starts to question his assignments. Unknowingly, though, his actions will affect a much larger scenario that's being played out across the entire world. Two U.S. oil companies plan to merge to become one of the most powerful and influential energy companies in the world, that is, if the U.S. government approves the merger. Syriana shows several seemingly separate stories that are actually intertwined and center around the struggle for the power of oil assets in the Middle East. A government agent filled with uncertainty, a grieving financial advisor who's played by Matt Damon, working for an oil prince, no less, two determined heads of companies, a motivated Muslim cleric who is grooming suicide bombers, all have a hand in the outcome for the struggle of power.
Can you just dumb that down and tell me what the movie's about?
Because I have no idea
what you're talking about.
Is this a terrorist movie?
It's
oil terrorism kind of thing?
Well, what it is showing the power of oil, and everybody wants a piece of it. So the government is in charge of deciding whether these two companies can merge, because if they merge, it's big, big power. So everybody wants a piece of it. You've got this... you've got the undercover field agent who is played by George Clooney who starts to figure this all out. But what's really weird is that it's hard to really understand the movie.
It sounds like
there's so much going on and it's just hard to sort of piece together, but they do cross paths. You see these people cross paths, but it never really comes to a resolution.
It's like Lost, the oil movie version of Lost.
But not nearly as interesting.
Not nearly.
not that I've seen it, but I'm telling you, this movie, I got a feeling this movie is all about oil is corrupt, as if we didn't know that. I'm telling you guys, George Bush, he picks up the phone, he calls Larry Exxon and his buddy Shell Sheldon, and gas all of a sudden is $3 a barrel. We're all pissed off. We'll go to war with anybody. That's how it works in Washington.
Thank you for your political views.
I can do talk radio. Is it
present day? Does it take place now? Or does it say?
Yes, it takes place now, supposedly.
And this is the movie
now.
That George Clooney gained all that weight for, right?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did he need to, or could he have played that guy skinny?
He could have played it skinny. In fact, you don't really see him that much in the movie.
Is it a good movie, though? I mean, did you enjoy it, or were you kind of, is it one of those things like, remember the Russell Crowe cigarette movie?
Well, that was a good movie.
I got it, but I didn't get it. It seemed like it could have been a lot shorter.
Well, this one definitely could have been a lot shorter. Same thing. But the thing is, the trailer set you up. that this movie was going to be action-packed, you know, big thriller. What you saw in the trailer are the two pieces of action that you see during the movie.
The car blowing up?
Yeah, it's one hour in and one 2 hours in, and that's it for action.
Wow.
So it's really a political drama rather than a thriller. So it's okay,
yeah,
you know, if you're into that kind of thing.
A mild yellow light then?
Yeah, mild yellow light.
Our movie night traffic light, this one's a yellow.
Well, let's talk about the big one, The Legend of Naranja, the street that goes across La Cañada.
All righty. Where's my notes? All right, the liar, the bitch, and the cubicle. About my day job. All right, you take a good story, you throw $150 million at it. Well, what do you guys think you get for that?
Harsh language. Your mom is not going to be happy. You said whore and the B word today, boy. You're pretty rough today.
You have to understand we're doing.
Yeah, you did.
You called me a whore, by the way.
Where's that 7-second delay you talk
about? You have to understand we're on a. 28 hours up straight?
Yeah, we were up all night watching this movie. We got there to the theater, Park Place Mall, at about 8 o'clock last night. We brought 6 of our friends with us. We're thinking, you know, we'll get in line. We're going all out for this. There's about 7 people there. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, it's showing on 3. It's showing. The guys are like, what are you doing? Well, how long are you going to hang out at the snack bar?
You guys all dressed like lions, which is a wardrobe.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's got his whole armoire costume. People are trying to hang up coats inside him.
We talked all our 40-year-old coworkers into, come on, guys. It's a kids movie, but you'll love it. Come on down. It'll be fun.
We gave our tickets to the ticket taker. He goes, you're a little early. Yeah. We knew that was a bad sign.
They were doing 3 showings, and I did ask the ticket people there at Park Place, and they said for the first showing, the one we were at, 160 out of 400 seats had been sold as of about 10 o'clock. So
it didn't sell.
It was not the Harry Potter that we experienced last time.
That is so funny.
Although there were a couple people dressed up out of those 7 that were standing in line.
Those are big losers right there.
Anybody standing in line for Syriana?
I don't think John can answer that question. Right.
So how was that movie, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Well, let me tell you about it a little bit. I don't know if you guys read the book at all. Actually, John did.
Carrie did. Carrie's a huge fan.
Okay, Carrie
has the microphone because I took it.
I didn't read the book.
So it begins when a mother sends her 4 children away from London during World War II to avoid the war because she's afraid that their children are going to be injured. And she sends them off to spend a great amount of time at some professor's estate. And one day when the kids are playing, there's 4 of them, they're playing hide and seek. And the youngest one hides in the wardrobe and finds a secret passage.
Is that a closet for us?
Non-Brits? It's a non-built-in armoire. Yeah, it's a non-built-in closet thing. So eventually all the children find their way through this magical passage into Narnia, and they're thrown headlong into the battle of good against evil. So they're taken out of one war and put into another one, essentially. And Narnia at one time apparently was a place of beauty and tranquility that's been plunged into a state of constant winter by the evil white witch. Mm. And the witch entices the young boy, who is Edmund, to leave his siblings and join her. And the other children are joined by mythical creatures and talking animals to fight the battle against evil
Movie just come out? Isn't this just like Jumanji and every other movie and the space movie that just came out?
Except for this cost $150 million. This is one of the...
It's Zathura. You think it is Zathura?
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't it sound like Zathura?
Yeah.
It's kind of a combination of Zathura and a little bit of... You know, even the Harry Potter stuff.
Seriously, though, I have to get so dorky for a minute. If you have, between a 12 and probably, a 16-year-old, and maybe they're not that into reading, it is the most amazing. It's
amazing.
Very Harry Potter. I know. Outstanding. Sorry.
It's astounding.
The best group of books. I think this is the first 3 novels,
books.
Isn't it? This movie, I think, it's something like that. Is the first 2 novels.
Let me tell you about books.
So good. John Jay, back in the day, if I could go back in time and give you this book, it's so great. I don't know how I'm so excited to see how the movie is.
If you could go back in time and give him the book, he would stare at it so long, he'd try to make it a video cassette
cover.
You know, I think I'm actually familiar with the book cover. I remember people walking around with it. Yeah. But I never read it.
That didn't have friends.
I wouldn't fall into that trap.
Actually, my 10-year-old's reading it for school right now, and I took it from him and read it, and it is a well-written book.
It is?
And, I mean, it's a little over my head, but it actually is a good story. But the problem with these is when you take a classic like that and you try to transfer that to another medium like film, they have to be so loyal to the way the book is written that the film is almost an exact depiction of the book. And this, you don't... It's completely different medium, so you can't exactly translate that. So what you end up with is a huge cash cow for people like Carrie that's, you know, read it as a child and want to go see it. And it's kind of a tribute to the classic, but it doesn't really reveal a great story for you. It's great visual effects.
Yeah,
They spent years, if you saw E.T. last night, Entertainment Tonight, they spent like 5 years doing the animation for this before they ever hired an actor or anything.
I just fast-forwarded through all that part.
Yeah,
The computer images in this are really, really good.
Yeah, but the story's not that great, you know? Yeah. Even though if you read the book, it's a great story.
Yeah, I think it would be better in a book. But we do give it a yellow.
So the people that stayed away and didn't go with you at midnight are right. It's just okay.
Yeah, I think they were right.
And they didn't need to get there at 8 o'clock for a 12:30 showing.
Yeah, exactly.
They told us, you guys have been up all night, right? You just hung out at Denny's and waited to come in here?
That's exactly right.
For an okay movie. So it should be great if you're going to really rush out to see it, but it doesn't sound like you're going to have to wait in line.
No.
It doesn't seem like it. No, but you know, none of the kids went to this. So maybe when it's time, you know, when it's a decent hour and the kids go, maybe it'll be a lot busier. Yeah.
And I think kids will like it. I mean, it is a pretty impressive display of visual effects. Yeah.
Are you going to see King Kong on Monday?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah. That should be. But that's a 3-hour one. Every movie we go to gets longer and longer.
King Kong appears from the previews to be the exact story of the original film.
It is. Actually, it's really close. They say that it's a very faithful reproduction.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to be that exciting if you know how the whole
story
goes.
That's what I think. Yeah. All right, you guys, thanks for reviewing these movies. Can't wait to hear about King Kong.
Great.
Coming up next, we got Christmas Wish, Rich. They're ready.
Let's do it.
We are in place. Christmas Wish happens next on KRQ.